This is Richard Dees, and this is Old Richard's Almanac. Today, talking about Biden's lies and failures. Biden, the 46th president, has proved to be far from the healing uniter he was promised to be. Though many Americans have already forgot about it, the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal remains one of the most humiliating foreign policy fiascos in American history. Even worse, following that disaster, there was no reckoning, no accountability for what happened. In December alone, there were 251,487 illegal immigrant encounters at the border, according to Customs and Border Patrols, and that's not counting the getaways. This is the highest number ever recorded. Border towns are besieged, but the whole country is now experiencing the effect of the illegal immigration crisis. Not only are millions of people crossing the border illegally, the border situation has created additional problems beyond the humanitarian issue. Huge quantities of illegal drugs, such as fentanyl and cocaine, are coming across the border, too, brought here by drug and human traffickers who thrive in the chaos. It's not a stretch to say that Biden has created the worst border crisis in United States history. We've set records for border crossings in each of his first 2 years as president, and at the current rate, we'll set an illegal border crossing record again. This is all while the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas again and again assures us that the border is secure. The White House and its media apologists first attempted to write off this crisis as a seasonal phenomenon. Nope, it wasn't that. Now they've gone with the more usual excuses for the president's failure. He's a victim of circumstances. BS. The ongoing shambles of the illegal immigration crisis is an inevitable product of the administration's policies. From the moment Biden became president, he has stripped and chipped away at border enforcement and signaled to would-be border crossers that if they can make their way into this country, there's a good chance they'll be able to stay whether they're detained or not. It's hard not to conclude at this point that what's happening at the southern border isn't just incompetence, it's intentional. Not only did things generally seem broken and dysfunctional in the past year, but Biden and his administration frequently took opportunities to portray half the country as evil, anti-democratic monsters. That's a real winning combination. In Biden's now infamous speech with a blood-red backdrop, where he ranted and raved at length about the wickedness of MAGA Republicans, the president effectively defined his opponents as an existential threat to the country. Biden says, "As I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favors to pretend otherwise." He kept doubling down. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies, Biden said. That's quite ironic, given images like that from his September 1st speech in front of Independence Hall in Philadelphia, which one news account headlined this way, "Biden shocks viewers with hellish red background for his polarizing speech." And just imagine that. MAGA Republicans are evil. MAGA stands for Make America Great Again. And I say, what's wrong with making America great again? That's what we should all want to do. Biden's primary strength as a politician has been in carefully triangulating to remain with the current of the Democrat Party, whatever direction that may take him. One way or another, that speech most certainly represents what people in his administration believe. Many influential people on the left in America apparently think that anyone to the right of Hillary Clinton or who takes positions on social issues endorsed by Obama in 2008 should be ostracized, lose their jobs, and possibly have the FBI unleashed on them. Even while Biden tried to soften his position a little bit after the speech, the fact remains that's now a common view of the left. To a certain extent, Biden might have been right. What we are dealing with now is truly a battle for the soul of the nation. The problem is Biden is on the wrong side of that battle. He promotes extremist gender ideology, obliterates the wealth of the average American, empowers fanatical bureaucrats in Washington, and demonizes his fellow Americans, all the while failing to uphold his constitutional duty to carry out the laws of this country, and allows millions of people to flood into this country illegally. Biden's presidency has been a failure. He's a tottering, corrupt, intellectually bankrupt face of a radical, broken regime. And not only that, he makes no sense whatsoever when he tries to talk. He rambles and changes subjects in the middle of a sentence. And then when he's through speaking, he can't even find his way off the stage. America's in trouble. 2024 is a vital year if we're going to rescue our republic, our constitutional republic. Remember, we are not a democracy. I'll be talking about more of this in a few days on my next podcast. That's all for now. This is Richard Dees. This has been Old Richard's Almanac.